Good evening, everybody. Everybody okay? Short story that I just... The Zvila Rebbe, Rabbi Dali Moshe, he was an old Zvila Rebbe. He's not the one that was Nifter a few years ago. He was the one through the war, the Rabbi Dali Moshe, the Zvila Rebbe. Was a chesidish. He was sent during the second... He was sent to Siberia. He was in Siberia because he was keeping Torah mitzvah, so the company sent him to Siberia. And whilst he was in Siberia, he was there for backbreaking labor. He was there for a number of years. As a pretty much a young man. He was at Tzaddik, Gedali Moshe, the Zvila Rebbe. And he was there for a number of years. Eventually, completely out of the blue, he was called in by the highest ranking official in Siberia, in that camp. He was called in, and not only he was called in, but he was called in with his cell mate, an elderly gentleman who was also in Siberia because he kept Torah and mitzvahs. They both called in, they were summoned to this general, or I don't know what his rank position was exactly, but he was the one. And he called them in, and it was on a Shabbos Kodesh. And he told the Zvila Rebbe, here, take this paper, and he gave him a paper in front of him, sign it, and you're free to go. Out of the blue. And the Zvila Rebbe said, after a second, he said, I can't sign this, I'm sorry. And then he says, why not? He says, because it's Shabbos, it's my rest day, and I'm not allowed to sign. He tells this general. And he says, if you're not going to sign, I'm not going to let you go. If you're going to be here forever. This is a once opportunity. You can either sign and go, you can stay here, and you're going to be here forever. And the Zvila Rebbe says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sign this. I'm not going to sign it. So he looks at the other person. He says, okay, fine. I'll sign with you. I'll sign his paper and let you go. Nobody really knows what made this person want to free those two Yidden. But he said, take this paper, sign it, and you go. And then this elderly person, this Yid, says, sorry, I keep Shabbos. I'm not going to sign this. It's my day of rest. I'm not going to sign it. So, but don't you understand? If you don't sign now, you're gonna stay in Siberia for who knows how many years. So he said, fine, okay, so you go back into your cells, and then that's it, that's the offer is gone. And then just before they're about to depart, the Zvila Rebbe said, sorry, one second, please, I changed my mind. He said, oh, did you change your mind, did you? He said, yes, I want to sign his, paper. He said, I don't understand. A minute ago you told me that it's your day of rest, and you're not prepared to sign anything, and you prefer to remain in cell. So, but now suddenly you're saying that you want to sign his? I don't understand. And then the Zvila Rebbe, Gedali Moshe, then says, no, I'll explain, because I it's a day of rest, and I'm not prepared to sign. But he's an elderly man, and by him to stay over here, it's Pekuach Nefesh, it's a Konos Nefashos, the Ganze Shtikl Torah tells him. And Pekuach Nefesh is Doich HaShabbos. So I want to sign for him because it's Pekuach Nefesh. I'm prepared to sign for him. And then he says, okay, fine, if that's the case, he passed on the paper. But then the elderly Yid says, actually, sorry, can I have his paper, please? And then this guy said, what's going on over here? What do you mean? You want to sign? He said, yes, I want to sign because I'm an old man. For me, how many years am I going to live here still? I'm old. It's going to be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. I don't have my life behind me, not in front of me. But this is a young man. This is when I was young. So young man, he's got his whole life in front of him. He's going to have children, grandchildren. He can still learn, do mitzvahs. So for him, that's Doich HaShabbos. I want to sign his paper. And then his general said, I can't believe this. It's unbelievable. People are just thinking about others. And they're so passionate about others. You know what? Don't sign your papers. You're both free. And they're both free. That's the story of the Zvila Rebbe in Siberia. Yeah. The truth is that the Zvila Rebbe lived for many, many years. But apparently the story goes that the other person also lived on for a number of years. See, that's a very, very good question. That's such a good question. Halachically speaking, the Zvila Rebbe was certainly correct. If it's Sakonos Nefoshes, which Siberia undoubtedly was, then it would be Doche Shabbos. The elderly gentleman's person, his position in the Pialoche, can be questioned. It can be questioned. A very good point. He's a heter to be Doche Shabbos. What do you think? He's a heter to be Doche Shabbos for another person to... I'm not...
It's like renting a slave. Would that override it? Isn't it? He did it because otherwise the Rebbe would have been there for how long? Like a kidnapped
Yeah, yeah, it could be. It could be. It's true that we did. This could be. It could be that there's such a Ramah. You're reminding me of Ramah. You're allowed to. Yeah, it could be. It's a valid point. It could be. It could be. Right. So the signing. So signing. Even my hand. I mean, even my signatures, which is not legible at all. Yeah. So yeah, there is a bit of a. It's partial. It's still the Raisa. A regular. Right. Now, if you do a Shinui, then yes, it will be the Rabbonon. Yeah. Yeah. So probably the Rabbonon, according to all opinions. You're right. It would be a good answer. To do it with the left hand, it would be the Rabbonon. There's a very, very interesting. Yeah. So if you do the Rabbonon, then you could probably potentially do it. Yeah. With the left hand, it would be the Rabbonon. Yeah. Yeah. So if you do it with the Shinui, it would be the left hand. Yeah. Yeah. So that's true. Okay, but okay. Okay, we are up to Siman Tzadik Beis, and we learned yesterday the halachos of Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah, and we're now moving on to Sivav, which tells us the following halacha. Ha'oimet betfilah, somebody who is in the middle of Shemayna Esa, venizkar, and he remembers, shenoga b'mokim etuna, after he touched into a dirty place. He remembered that he touched a dirty place. Dai, it's sufficient binikoyin to cleanse his hands. Ofo oitzoyrois oy mechachech yodov bekoisel. He could either rub his hands on pebbles, or alternatively mechachech yodov bekoisel. He can rub and scratch his hand on the wall. Somebody mentioned that yesterday. I think you did. To scratch on the wall would be the similar level than. But again, the reason is because we're talking about nikoyon, which is of dirt, and dirt can be removed by rubbing effect. Yeah. So the halacha is Sivkot Chavzani Mishnebura, Oymet Betfilo, Avalim Oymet Bekriya Shema, Oymet Pesuket Ezimra, Tzorich Leir Lechlitul Yodov. Says the Mishnebura, this is all, this halach is only because it's in the middle of Shemona Esa. So in the middle of Shemona Esa, you should do like this and carry on. However, if you're in the middle of Shema, what will be the halach if you're in the middle of Shema? That's right. If you're in the middle of Shema, you suddenly realize, oh no, I actually touched my shoes. Oh, actually, I touched my elbow. Then the halach is, you actually have to go wash your hands with water. So this kula that we've got, that you can use Tzorich, is only because you're in the middle of Shemayna Esra and you're not meant to move. Sivav, Siv Zayin, Mokim Etunov. What is a dirty place? So literally dirty place. What is it exactly? Hayinu Mekoymus HaMechusin Ba'odom. Here's this halacha we saw earlier. Mokim Etunov, a dirty place. Mekoymus HaMechusin, now the place which are normally covered, Ba'odom, on a person. Lefish Yesh Ba'imil Mulei Zeo, because they are covered with sweat. V'chein, similarly, Imchichech Baroish, if he scratched his head, there is Mimulei Zeo there as well. There is places of sweat. So not the hair. If you touch your hair, you're not obligated to wash your hands. Those of us who still have, that is. Yeah. So, but if if it's between the point is that if you scratch in between the hair, then it will be a potentially problem in Mimulei Zeo. That's what he's referring to. So, right. Says the Ramah, v'lachein, therefore, also liga b'mekoymus elu, it is forbidden to touch those places, b'shah, at the time sh'omdim b'tfilah, if you're mid of davening, don't touch uncovered areas of your body during davening. Ho'yoyseg b'toyro, if you're learning Torah, make sure not to touch place of your body which are normally covered. V'chein, b'tzoyzein, similarly also, tzoyas, ho'yzein, dirt in your nose, v'af, in your ear, Ki'im ali de beged, unless you're using a cloth, a material, anything in between. So don't touch with your fingers inside your ear, your nose, or you should rather use a cloth, but nowadays obviously use a tissue. So, but the Shulchan Aruch is actually a very important Shulchan Aruch, because it tells us that Mekoymos HaMetunofim are not only literally dirty places, but primarily what it's referring to over here is that it's places which are considered covered areas of your body. We've spoken previously, it's very interesting that the halacha is, we spoke about it, what's the halacha if somebody just comes out of the shower and he knows he's clean, he just had a shower and he touches a covered area of his body, is he obligated to wash his hands or can he just go and daven now and make a bracha? What's the halacha? It's totally clean. The halacha is, he does. He absolutely does need to wash his hands. Makes al chiddush out of it. Lo yplok lemaisa. It is. To wash your hands, and that's because you touch an uncovered part of your body, a covered part of your body, and therefore you're obligated to wash your hands, even if you personally know you're clean. If you scratch any part, if you scratch,
yeah, scratching, touching,
it's no scratching. Touching wouldn't be a problem. It's scratching, yeah. No. Yeah. The only exception is we spoke about, and that's really quite interesting if you think about it. It's if you're actually in the shower, in the bath. Or swimming, we learned, that's an interesting halacha, we pointed it out when we learned the relevant halacha seif, that if you're actually in the water and you're touching a covered part of your body, a part of your body that is normally covered, there the halacha is actually that you'd still be allowed to make a bracha. Because whilst you're still in the state, that's a mefurash halacha earlier, that whilst, and the rationale for that of course is that you're being washed. It's not going to be memunezeo whilst you're in water, whilst you're being cleaned. So therefore, the halacha is that actually, if you're mamash being, it's very interesting. So during the shower, if you're touching part of the body, and for whatever reason, you can make a bracha, you will need to make a bracha. Actually, this was the relevant halacha there. You want to make a shower curl on drinking. Do you remember the halacha? It's actually fine, which is fascinating. Yeah. Okay. Siv Kotten Mishneh Berurah, Siv Kotten Chav Tes. But the Eved, if you don't wash your hands with water, but you do, you are. But the Eved, if you're cleaning it in a different manner, that's fine for Torah and Brachas, although there's water accessible. If you touched mud, literal mad. Permitted to just wipe off the dirt and you'll be fine without washing with water. Still you should wash with water. So that's very relevant. If somebody learns, you're in the middle of learning, and then for some reason or another you touched your shoe, or better yet, you touched an area of your body which is normally covered, you're in the middle of learning. What are you meant to do? Are you meant to just go out and wash your hands and be mafsik b'toira? Middle of a shir, middle of a chavusa, do you have to, if you touch the part of the, is that what you're meant to do or not? What are you meant to do? That's right, absolutely. The halacha is, as we're seeing over here, explicit in the Mishneh Berurah. If you're in the middle of learning Torah, this is very relevant, very, very, very relevant. If a person is in the middle of learning Torah and he has suddenly an obligation to wash his hands because they touched the covered part of his body, the halacha is do not go out and wash hands with water. That's lechatchila what you should do. But if you're learning Torah, don't do that. If you're in the middle of the Torah, you're just going to scratch off like this, you're going to look like this, and that's how much you need to do. You don't need to do more than that. Because ultimately, you're learning Torah. No, it doesn't say anywhere you have to after wash hands. No, it doesn't say anywhere. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Seif Chesin Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch. Hamashtin, somebody who urinated. Lo yispalel ad sheyisha kidehiluch arba amois. If a person went out to urinate, to be mashtin, he needs to afterwards, before carry on davening, he needs to wait kidehiluch arba amois, sufficient time that he could walk dalet amois. Mishum nitzotzos, because of potential nitzotzos, which are still around, a bit of drops of urine, which may still be around, you therefore need to wait kedehilach aba amas, and only then you can daven. Hamispale lo yashtin, a person who's daven should not be mashtin, hachiyisha kedehilach aba amas, until, mispale lo yashtin, hachiyisha kedehilach aba amas, shekol aba amas tfilos ashkura befiv, ve'achushe machshim sifsosei. Now the halacha is that a person should not urinate immediately. He should daven after finishing davening. He should not immediately be excused. there should be an interruption between davening and urinating, a few kidei hiluch adalat ames, because a person naturally will still be mumbling to himself words of tefillah when as after, so you have to leave a bit of a distance. When you're, otherwise, you'll still be saying the words of tefillah. You'll still be in the tefillah, so you need to wait a little bit until you actually go out. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Aleph. Seif Katan Lamed Beis. Shisha Kidei. We said that after urinating, you need to wait. Kidei Hiluch Talat Ames. Ve'acha Abba Ames. After Abba Ames. Shir Chomim. Chomim. They assumed, they established, Shani Tzoytzoys, that it drips Bamosoy, Kolim Bichsusoy. That probably, there's no, you can assume that there's nothing left after Kidei Hiluch Talat Ames. How long does it take, Abba Yisai, to walk Talat Ames? How long are we talking about? How long does that take?
Two seconds
maybe? Yeah, so you need to wait 2 seconds. Don't just go straight away and start davening. You need to wait a couple of seconds, a few seconds, maybe 4 seconds, something like that. And because after that, we assume that there's no many tzotzis left, and you can just daven. But before that, there might still be tzotzis. Okay, test in Shulchan Aruch. Haroi cake, somebody who spits. Lo yispal el atshisha abba ames, you then need to wait again. You need to wait again the distance you take, the length you take to walk. A distance of Abba Ames. Hamispalel, somebody who davens, lo yoroik, you should not spit, at shisha Abba Ames. Daven, then have a few seconds before you spit. Don't daven and straight away spit. You have a few seconds interruption. Fedafkali retzonot is only if he does it willingly. Havlim nis damen oiroik, but if he suddenly spits out, mutter, it's fine, it's okay. So it's just, if you're willingly trying to gather saliva and spit, then you need to wait 4 seconds. For Ames. But if it's just coming out, then it's fine, it's mutter, it's permitted. And see, if you'd finally tovlit and stock couldn't fill it, is proper, it is nice, it is good to give stock before the tefillah. And what's the reason for that? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Lamed Vav, tefillah, Teksiv ani betzedek echzeh ponecho. I will look at be'echzeh ponecho, I will see your face, betzedek, with justice. So the way the Darshan, is that ani betzedek, when I have done justice, echzeh panecha, I will see you. That's why we give tzedakah before davening. Some people see are very makpid to give a bit of tzedakah before davening. Ani betzedek, with justice, echzeh panecha, I will see your face. I'm facing you, Hashem, after I've done tzedakah, I've done tzedek. Lamed Aleph, ve'ezek kehilois, kedoshes niskin amedek lit in tzedakah, kshemagia leposk v'osha, v'chulu v'atomo shel bakoil. We mentioned that previously at one point, I believe, that there is a minhag in some kehilos that when it comes to the word va'osha, va'atom moshel bakoil, when we say the words va'atom moshel bakoil, that we then at that point we give tzedakah. V'yesh mekoymos, and there are places shenagin lekabet tzedakah be'kriyas ha'Torah. Some people have the minhag to collect tzedakah during kriyas ha'Torah, during lining. And that is inappropriate. During lining, don't collect money during lining. Because by collecting during lining, people don't listen to the words of Kriyas HaTorah, and yes, Baruch Hashem, and they won't answer Baruch Hashem properly. So this is really interesting, because which lining are we talking about, obviously? Which? Pardon? That's right, Sheni Chameshi, Mondays and Thursdays. Nevertheless, although nevertheless, we're not talking about the chiyuv of lining on Shabbos and Yomim Tovim. We're talking about Monday, Thursdays, which is a later takana. And nevertheless, although we're talking about Mondays and Thursdays, the halach is, Mishnah Berurah says, don't go around collecting, because if people go around collecting during lining on Sheni Chameshi on Monday, Thursdays, what's going to happen? People won't be able to concentrate thoroughly on the lining. Which teaches us, obviously, how the Chofetz Chaim understands what the obligation is, how much we need to listen during Kriyas HaTorah, or even on Sheni Chameshi, which is interesting. Now, just a small point about Va'atomo Shel Bakoil. It's not everybody has got that minik, but it's very interesting. I think we mentioned once that the reason, the rationale, why are some people makbid to give by the words Ator? Does anybody have that minik? Va'atomo Shel Bakoil. They give tzedakah Va'atomo Shel Bakoil. Have you seen that? Yeah, well, interesting point. But actually, the minik is mainly on the Va'atomo Shel Bakoil. Yeah, so the reason is when I saw once, and I think Shimshim Pinkus says that the reason is because imagine there is a person, I may have mentioned it once, if I did, then please let me know. That Shimshim Pinkus says, imagine there is a big, there's an appeal during a dinner. There's an appeal. And a person gets up, a gvir, a big, well, very wealthy person, and he tells everybody, you know, you really, the importance of the cause, how important it is to give tzedakah to this particular moshe, to this particular institution, how important it is. And he gets everybody going, gets everybody going, gets everybody going. And everybody feels so encouraged by him to do the right thing and to give tzedakah. And everybody's really enthusiastic about it. And he's really, all the people are giving nicely because of this appeal of this gvir, who's really making the cause very, 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 very strongly encouraging people. And then at the end, somebody comes up and actually, have you given anything? It's a big gvir himself. Have you given anything? And then he takes out his checkbook and he first tries to write, you know, £10,000. Then he gets a bit, oh, actually, I'm not so sure, 10,000. Okay, we'll keep it to 5,000. Actually, as he has the checkbook in hand, you know, 5,000. You know, I'm not quite sure. He goes down to 1,000. Then from the 1,000, he goes down to 1,000. And then he knocks off another digit. And he goes to £100. And then after he says, you know what, high pounds. And he gives the 18 pounds and he gives it. And he gives 18 pounds. That's what I'm giving from you. It says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, when we speak about the Omer Shel Bakoil, we say about the Bernish Leilam, you are Moshe Shel Bakoil, you are everything, you're ruling the world, everything is in your hands, the panos of all the Eden is in your hands, everything is in your hands. And we dash and we say, Atom Moshe Shel Bakoil, you run the world. And then we speak about it, but how does it look if we don't take out a bit of our own pocket and we actually confirm what we are saying? We're just dashing about it. We actually do something about it to confirm. Yes, we believe Hashem, you are running the world and all the panosas is all in your hands. We're prepared to actually take a bit of tzedakah and put it in the tzedakah pushka. That we actually confirm what we're saying. That's where the minute comes from, that some people have to give tzedakah about Tomei Shel Bakoil. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah elsewhere says that. In Hilchas Tfilah, in Hilchas Tainis Tzibur, the Mishneh Berurah says that one should not collect and give out stock during Chazor Tzad, precisely what you are saying. He's saying that in Hilchas Tainis Tzibur. And yes, indeed, the reason is because one has to listen to all the words of Chazor Tzad. Yeah, that's true. Okay, Sif Tzadi Gimel, let's get a head start to Sif Tzadi Gimel. Kodim Shispal Tzorech Lishoyz. Before one davens, one needs to wait a little bit. Yishel Shor Achas Kodim Shishokim Lispal. A person should wait Shor Achas. Literally Shor Achas means a full hour, 1 hour. Kodim Shishokim Lispal. You should wait 1 hour before you daven. Kidei Shechav Lebar Shemaim. Do you know that you have Kavana to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam properly? And after davening another hour to wind down, that you shouldn't look as if you're running away after davening, you're running to do your work. So you should prior to davening, you should prepare yourself for 1 hour, then you should daven, and after that, you should wind down for another hour. Now, if you do that by shachis, you do that by Mincha, and you do that by Ma'ariv. How many hours is that? And then the davening is, we count the davening as well. It's going to be quite hard to get money it's going to be quite hard to find a panasa. What's interesting over here is that we have to realize that the Shulchan Aruch over here is really, really interesting. Because the source of this Shulchan Aruch is a Mishnah in Brachas. And what is the Lashon of the Mishnah in Brachas? That's right. Excellent. Excellent, Moshe. Chassidim HaRishonim. HaYishoyim Sho'achas. Chassidim HaRishonim, the early Chassidim, used to be Shoy Sho'achas. They used to wait 1 full hour. So when it's talking about Chassidim HaRishonim, the early Chassidim. So why is that? And that's not what it seems to be implied in the words of Shulchan Aruch. What does it sound like? What does the words of Shulchan Aruch sound like? Anybody. He doesn't identify just for special people. Holy Yidden, Chassidim HaRishonim. He doesn't speak about Tzaddikim. He speaks anybody. Yishel Shor Achas. You need to wait 1 hour. Which is really strange. Why does he quote the Shulchan Aruch? What does the Shulchan Aruch quote? The words of the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos talk about Chassidim HaRishonim. HaYishoyim Shor Achas. And he seems to be addressing everybody. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. Question mark. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zivkot Na'alef, Shor Achas. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoinu, Chichu Migmore.
to tell me that Rabbi Yoni is bringing a proof from the Gemara. Ta'afal gav to be called makam darmin and shah perush shah muretas, says Mishnah Berurah. Though normally, when we talk about shah, it doesn't necessarily mean 1 hour, generally. Hacha here certainly clearly perush shah achas, mute based shah's bayom, it means 60 minutes. Here it clearly means 60 minutes, although in other areas of halacha, sometimes sha'achas doesn't mean a full hour. Here it does. It means a full hour. Miu, however, zeo lachasidim. This is only for special tzaddikim and chasidim. For lesha'am, but lesha'am, for regular people, dai, it's sufficient, b'sha'am mu'etas, shisha kotim sha'aschel. It remained, it's sufficient if it's only a little bit of time before it davens. Shu kidei hiluch shmoyne tfochim, sufficient time to walk 8 tfochim. That's again a few seconds. K'moshik also simen tzadik, tzadik, sof seif chof, ein sham. Kosa beseder hayoim, him yochan is akiv ad shelo yisha asor beveis haknesses, toiv loy. If you can wait at the end of davening until that you're one of the last 10 to leave, toilo, this is good. Ein sham tamoy, see there the reason. So he said, if you can be one of the last ones to leave the shul, one of the last 10 ones to leave the shul, that's very, very nice. You can be one of the last ones to switch off the lights in shul, that's a very nice thing.
What do you mean by waiting beforehand? What does it actually mean?
What does it mean?
You always sang at Philip before you
done. Yeah, so
what does it actually mean?
What does it mean to wait?
That you sang Mari, you sang at Philip's Mishman or whatever before at Shabbos.
No, it's not referring to that. It's referring prior to actually davening. Yes. Before, that's right. Yeah. 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 Gam ki a yeshiva v'teknesis is a mitzvah v'nei atzmon. It says that just to sit in a shul is a mitzvah in its own. Just to sit and be present and to be in shul, that is a mitzvah in its own. And then finally, Sif Kot Mez will finish off with that. Ho ari yoyim ispal metoy chasidah kedei shechaven me'oid. The ari ha-kodesh yusidav dafkan from a siddah in order to increase his kavona. Kam shlo yavliya nekudah in order that he shouldn't swallow a nekudah ever. All the vowels should be said properly. Fakulif ima sheagish odom benafshoy. That's all he knew. The way everybody according to his own tchunas and nefesh, up to his koiches. The Manshul Shiva was well known. There's a story that is public printed that somebody once a Talmud of the Manshul Shiva he went through a difficult tkufa. I don't know what it was exactly, but he had a difficult tkufa, and he wanted that his rebbe, the Manshul Shiva, should daven for him. However, he was very, very embarrassed to approach the Manshul Shiva and ask him to daven. He was embarrassed. But he did know that the Manshul Shiva had, he wanted the Manshul Shiva to daven for him, but he was embarrassed to approach him. He didn't want to go through all the details. So what did he do? He took a pencil, and the Manshul Shiva's siddur was lying underneath in his place in where he davened. So he pulled out, when the Manshul Shiva wasn't there, he once pulled out the siddur of the Manshul Shiva, and in pencil, he wrote down his name on the side. I don't know if it was in Shema Koleinu or I'm not sure where he put his name, but he penciled his name in the siddur of Manshul Shiva because he wanted him to daven for him. And after a bit of time, he felt very uncomfortable about this. He thought it was a brilliant idea. What a beautiful shortcut. I don't have to give him. He's davening for me without having approached him. It's a beautiful idea, brilliant. But a bit of time, he felt very silly about it. How can I write my Hoshiva's siddur? It's Gneva, it's Gezel, it's a Chutzpah. He felt very, very silly about this. And then he gathered his confidence and he went to the Manshul Shiva and he wants to apologize. And he said, listen, what I've done, I really wanted you to daven for me. I want the Hoshiva to daven for me. When I felt embarrassed to approach, I actually wrote it in the. I'm really, really sorry. So he said the Manshul Shiva wanted to see what. He pulled out the siddur and he looked at it and he said, you know what? I want to tell you something. I never actually noticed this name. I never noticed the name because when I daven, I just daven in the siddur and Manshul Shiva didn't notice. There was on the ginin on the side, the side of the siddur where you've written the name. Manshul Shiva didn't notice. He didn't notice it because when he davened from the siddur. He davened from the siddur literally. He didn't looked at the words in the siddur. He didn't look beyond that. It's quite unbelievable. And that's almost what the Mishnah Berurah said here. If you daven mitoy chasidah, you daven mitoy chasidah from the siddur. And it's very, very to the level of the hand gemara. That's hundreds of years ago. That's something almost recent. So this is gevaldige chizik. Okay, we'll carry on in Mitzvah Hashem next week. Be'ezah Hashem. With the continuation of Simon Tzadik Gimel. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.